This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida. And we are a nationally syndicated show now heard on the GCN Live Radio Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, heard around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas right now. Thank you for your service to America and to our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those construction workers, too, thanks for what you do. And don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there to register for the free Gun a Day giveaway and find out about what a USCCA membership could do for you. All right, 7 minutes past the hour. Here's Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Hey, kiddo.
Hi, Captain, and hi to all you patriots. I've got some good news tonight. I wrote a message out yesterday, midday, and after hearing Wayne Allyn Root, I got really, really, really excited. Some good news. Good news. President Trump is definitely going to take steps to handle this situation. Maybe in another day or two, he's going to do it. He's going to have to be on his own. It's going to make the left angry, and I'm going to mention something about that in a few minutes. But I want to say that yesterday when I was writing my message out, I felt like the founding fathers were screaming out from their grave. They're not in a grave, but you know what I'm saying. And so I wrote this message out. I hope I can get it all on here. Let me go with it. Because we're going to have, remember these words later this year, because what President Trump is going to do is going to anger the people on the left more. They're going to take the Constitution and try to change it. So many died for it. Let me go with this. With what this I wrote yesterday afternoon, and I'll stick with it. President Trump is going to take the steps necessary within, I don't know, a couple days maybe. It's going to happen very shortly. So thank you to our president. But now, our founding fathers that established this nation and all the messages I've given on it, thank God that they did what they did. We were given a Declaration of Independence. We were given a Constitution. There's where we were given a Bill of Rights. And many died for this. In fact, you know something? Captain, I have in one hand all that and the other hand my Bible here. I'm telling you, I'm in trouble seeing. But it all goes together. But after signing the Declaration, the words that the founders put, I read them to a friend of mine. We were crying. They're so beautiful. And you must never forget this, because many died for our freedom. They said, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor in 1776. And let me tell you, many died. Do you remember Nathan Hale was hung, and as he was hung, he wasn't screaming and crying. He said, I regret, I only have one life to give for my country. Wow. I mean, let's never forget this, people, because our Constitution, so important, that many gave their lives and died for it. The left, I see people on the left side against us trying to change that. So I'll be right on that all year. I'm gonna really get into this stuff really deep. I've got the whole thing in my other hand here. I've got it loaded down. And Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death. That's exactly how I feel. You know, I really do. But thank God, and this is just coming from me, you know, I see it happy. I wrote this yesterday, and I'm not going to change my mind on this. I do believe the president's going to take the steps necessary, which will, of course, anger. And by the way, there is funding. Don't anybody tell you there's money. They were just they didn't want the wall on the left. That's the whole thing. It wasn't even the money thing. So you need, this is so deep, I can't even get into it. But shame, shame, shame on you, Miss Nancy. Shame on you. I'll be after you like a dog after a cat. Don't you think that we patriots are strong? The captain's army, all of you, we are strong, resilient people, and we're going to prove that this year. And I will be reading this on and off. And by the way, everybody needs to get a copy of the Declaration of Independence. Everybody needs the Constitution. And you hold that in your hand. Remember, many died to give us our freedom. And I want to end this with something that is biblical, and this is what's going to save our land, along with us being strong and standing together. We've got to stand firm. We cannot have people getting weak now. We've got to stand firm on this. We've got to stand with our president after this. He's going to need it. So there you go. Let me read this. The very first message I believe I ever gave years ago on this show, 2 Chronicles. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night, King Solomon, son of King David, and said unto him, I've heard your prayers, and I've chosen this place for a house of sacrifice. And if my people, and here we go, say it with me, y'all know it, who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, 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 and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and what's he going to do? I'll heal their land. God never changes. So the same God of that time is the God of our time. So let me end this by saying, have faith. Don't depart from your ways. We do have to watch our moral standards too. Well, that's right in that verse right there. Read that verse over and over. Turn to it if ever you need it. And remember, we come out. I see the end. I don't just see the middle. We're going to come out winning, but there's going to be some battles. So just keep your battle armor on. I don't even take mine off anymore. And God bless you all. I love you so much. We are the strong, strong, strongest. I do not doubt, Captain, you have the greatest team, your greatest army in the world, and I just know that we're going to make it. But keep praying for Trump, because he is going to take that step. I say he will, and keep praying for him. We will never stop praying for you, President Trump. Thank you, people. God bless you. God bless you, Captain. Thank you.
Well, I know President Trump is going to take the step. There's no doubt in my mind, which is why Wayne Allen Root and I took the avenue that we did in hour number one. And you'll catch that on the podcast if you listen to the first two segments of hour number one. Wayne and I talked about that. Plus, I also talked at length about the legislation that started all of this, the 1976 Emergency Powers Act that gave the president the authority to do this. All right, we're coming right back. Your calls are welcome.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Ron Edwards. He'll be around in the weekend show, hour number three. This portion of the program is brought to you by your local GEICO insurance agent's office, and you can get a great rate with a personal touch. By the way, your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV, and it can even help you with homeowners and renters insurance through GEICO Insurance as well, your local GEICO insurance agent. Now, GEICO has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and is the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. So go to GEICO.com, to find out where your local GEICO insurance agent's office is located, and then tell them the captain sent you, because it's going to save you boatloads of money, believe me when I tell you. Now, if you want to opine, 877-969-8600. 877-969-8600. Now, I got a little something here. I'm going to play. It's a minute of the president. So let's get this up and going here.
Are you going to go to Davos? You're going to cancel it.
Well, I intended to go and speak in front of the world financial community in Davos. That's still on, but if the shutdown continues, which is in a while from now, but if the shutdown continues, I won't go. I had planned to go. It's been very successful when I went. We have a great story to tell. We have the best job numbers we've ever had in many ways, certainly with African Americans, with Hispanic, with Asian Americans. And overall, we have the best job numbers in at least 50 years. We have a lot of great things happening. The economy is incredible. We're negotiating and having tremendous success with China. And I find China, frankly, in many ways, to be far more honorable than Brian, Chuck, and Nancy. I really do. I think that China is actually much easier to deal with than the opposition party.
Now, the president is not going to go overseas. He's going to stay here and see this out, which is another reason why I think we're going to get some direct results to this in the next day or two or three, because right now we're coming up on this next pay period for government employees. And by the way, there's a lot of veterans tied up that work for the government. Now, I got some really good news for the Coast Guard. I posted on my Facebook page for not only the radio show but also my personal page, Matt Bruce, about the American Legion now coming forth with a special grant program to provide grants to help the Coast Guard families out. Now, these grants are money that you don't have to pay back. So guess what? You can apply by going to the American Legion website. And, of course, it would help if you're an American Legion member. But you can apply for these one-time grants to get you some money to help you out until this all gets resolved, which, by the way, will be getting resolved shortly. It just cannot go on. It cannot go on. And it will not go on for much longer before this gets settled one way or the other. And if the president declares a state of emergency along the border, which I believe he will, then you will see all the wheels of motion take place. There'll be a very rapid court order coming from the Ninth Circuit or somewhere over there, one of those liberal court judges, federal judges, stopping the president temporarily. It'll go on a fast pace to get to the Supreme Court, and then the Supreme Court will turn around and shoot down any decision that's been made by a lower court to stop the president from doing this, from exercising his authority under the National Emergencies Act of 1976. Now, I want you to listen to a section here of this law. Under the powers delegated by this statute, the president may seize property, organize and control the means of production, seize commodities, assign military forces, institute martial law, seize and control all transportation and communication, regulate the operation of private enterprise, restrict travel, and in a variety of ways control the lives of United States citizens. Now, the check and balance on this is Congress, because Congress can check the executive branch and overrule the president's use of the act by passing a joint resolution out of the House and Senate. Now, it, like a law, this resolution would require a simple majority in each chamber, the House and the Senate, and it required the president's signature to override the use of the National Emergencies Act. And if the president wouldn't do that, and the Senate wouldn't do that, then it would require Congress to override his veto with a two-thirds vote in the House and a two-thirds vote in the Senate. And that's not about to happen. That's not about to happen. And people forget that during the president's times in office in recent history, President Barack Obama declared a national emergency in 2009 during the swine flu outbreak to allow hospitals and local governments to establish sites to deal with the virus. In 2001, President George W. Bush declared a national emergency days after the 9/11 terrorist attacks that suspended certain aspects of the law, including provisions that the limit that limited the size of the military. They expanded the military. They also stopped, shut down the borders, stopped all traffic, all travel. And literally, during that time, right after September 11th, for almost the rest of the year, into the following year, nobody got in, nobody got out. We shut down this country when it came to people coming and going. And states of emergency can also be renewed annually. More than a dozen national emergencies addressing domestic and international concerns remain active in the U.S. today. Nobody's telling you that, are they? So, in some cases, there are some fairly intelligent people that call themselves lawyers that are saying, well, the president can't do this and he can't do that, and this is unconstitutional, that's unconstitutional. Well, guess what? They're wrong. They're absolutely wrong. Because Adam Smith, who got it right, the Democratic chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, said that the president can and will and shall exercise the power under the 1976 National Emergencies Act. It will face a court challenge, but he's got the authority to do it. And any decision to declare a national emergency to move funds is going to face a congressional and legal court challenge, taking money from the DOD or taking money from the disasters fund that's in there could be challenged. But it will not stand. It will not stand. And keep in mind that this National Emergencies Act of 1976, the reason they're not telling you about this, the mainstream media, is because it totally blows their argument out of the water. Totally. It tells you in no uncertain terms that the president can do exactly what I just got done telling you. Now, President Gerald Ford signed the act into law on September 14, 1976, to formalize the emergency powers of the president, as well as to create checks and balances for that power through the Congress. He was very smart in doing that. Because, again, you don't want to have a dictator in office just ruling by decree, which is kind of what we had during most of the Obama administration, if you remember right. Because almost everything that he did was an executive order or an executive action going around behind the backs of the Congress. And with an executive action, the only way to overrule that is with a court order. With an executive order, Congress can override that with a two-thirds vote, a veto, to override that. But they never did that because they could never get the votes. And by the way, they couldn't even get the 60 votes in the House to do what needed to be done in the past week, even though the Republicans are in charge with 53. And by the way, our Rick Scott just got sworn in, Tuesday? So he's now a U.S. Senator. Freshman U.S. Senator. He's the least senior senator in the U.S. Senate right now. And he'll be that for, what, another 2 years or so, till we have more elections. But anyway, it is what it is. And I also read you the 29 facts about the border and the Mexican cartels and all the stuff that's going on down there and why we need to have this order. Because of just, if for no other reason, for the $500 billion worth of drugs that comes across that border every year that we have not been able to stop yet. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
What they need more than anything is the barrier, the wall. Call it whatever you want. Whether it's steel or concrete, you don't care. We need a barrier, you know.
Making his case to finish the border wall, President Trump in McAllen, Texas. He visits the U.S. border with Mexico along with Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz and Texas Senator Republican John Cornyn.
Out of that, 133.
Yesterday alone, you're
450 out of that.
The president speaking with a top-level agent from Border Patrol who says more than 100 illegals detained at the porous border from many countries other than Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras.
India, we apprehended some Pakistanis, we apprehended some folks from Romania,
How many Pakistanis? Yes,
two yesterday.
So they apprehended people from the Middle East, and they do it all the time. You know, everybody says, well, where are they from? We're not talking about only Mexico. All over the world they come in.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. In this portion of the program, our first military and veterans news segment is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, because I've got an idea for you that's going to help jumpstart your career and your paycheck too. And if you're just getting out of the military, or if you're in a go-nowhere job, I got something you want to listen to right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. If you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere, no chance for the future, pay raise, or promotion, you're just getting out of the military, don't know what direction you want to go, or maybe you're graduating from high school, from a VOTEC school, and you got some definite mechanical aptitude and abilities, and you want to up your game and have an opportunity to hit the ground running with a $50,000 or $60,000 a year job. Well, here's the way to do it. I want to tell you about the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside outside Boston. And by the way, they're enlarging the size of their campus there. They got a lot more students that are going there right now because the word is out. The word is out. And the other is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard, right here in the Tampa Bay area. Now, in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech, a very high in-demand job field right now. Now, you can wind up working in the country, the United States of America. You could go overseas working for one of the major carriers. You could work for a freight company, FedEx, UPS. You could also, guess what, wind up working for a military contractor and find yourself in a military zone where you could be getting a six-figure salary. Now, Bo yesterday told me about the possibility to make as much as $150,000 a year in some of these war zones in Iraq and Afghanistan, which I wouldn't doubt at all, depending on what it is you were doing and where you were doing it at. So check out online NAA.edu. That's the National Aviation Academy at NAA.edu. Set up a tour. Call them up. I'll give you the number in a minute. And set up a tour to come in there and take a look at their facility and actually get your eyeballs on what it is you'd be doing. Now, the number to call is 800-659-2080 to find out more. That number again, 800-659-2080. And tell them the captain sent you. It is a tremendous opportunity of a lifetime. These things only come around once. And if you snooze, you lose, folks. If you snooze, you lose. They got new classes starting up here in the not-too-distant future. And again, military veterans, your GI Bill will cover you. Post-9/11, certainly 100%. Pre-9/11 depends on what the benefits were you used and how much benefits you got left. But there is definitely, for any veterans, money available to go to school and have most of it, if not all of it, paid for. So there you go. Now, I got news for you, and to those people that have made mention to me about some of the different military projects going on, the United States Air Force is now taking delivery, first delivery, of Boeing's long-delayed aerial refueling tanker, the KC-46. Now, the first eight of 179 planned KC-46 aerial tankers in the $44 billion program will be accepted from now through February. The problem is they still have some problems with the aircraft, and they need to upgrade the troubled camera system used in the refueling operations, amongst other things, and a few other things need to be corrected. So the Air Force is withholding as much as $28 million per plane from the final payment on each aircraft as a financial hook to ensure Boeing makes the necessary improvements. Now, a spokesman for the Air Force said, "We've identified and Boeing has agreed to fix at its own expense deficiencies discovered in developmental testing of the remote vision system." Now, the Pentagon's approval of the Air Force's plan to accept the flawed planes has been caught up in turmoil at the top of the Defense Department, because the decision was waiting on the desk of Defense Secretary James Mattis when he announced he planned to resign by the end of February. So, now we have the new acting Secretary of Defense and the new Secretary of Defense designate who will have to make up their mind as to what to do here. Now, one of the first four aircraft being delivered to McConnell Air Force Base in Kansas by the end of this month. The tanker program will move into operational combat testing. That's expected to last till about June because these planes are still not certified to be up in the air over combat areas to do the job that they are supposed to be doing, which is refueling our aircraft in all parts of the world. Now, the new Pentagon chief, Defense Secretary, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan's private remarks during his 18 months at the Pentagon have spurred accusations that he's boosting his former employer, Boeing, about this very issue. And people who have witnessed the exchanges told Politico that many questions have opened up about whether or not he harbors an unfair bias against other big military contractors because of the fact that the Air Force is actually taking delivery of these planes based on the word that Boeing's going to get them fixed right. Well, I believe Boeing will do the right thing. They can't not do the right thing if they want to do business with the government in the future. And Coast Guard families, as I told you, have an opportunity to be helped with a one-time grant from the American Legion because they're not going to get a paycheck today. And the Coast Guard, which is part of the Department of Homeland Security, not the DOD, the military is still getting their checks as normal. And why they ever took the Coast Guard out of the DOD to begin with is totally beyond me. They were part of the Treasury Department. Then for a short time, they were part of the DOD. And then, boom, taken back out and put in the revamped Department of Homeland Security. Why they did that is totally beyond me. Because it created problems like this one right here. But employees and members of the U.S. Coast Guard who are facing a long U.S. government shutdown have received a suggestion. And the suggestion is, to get by without pay, consider holding a garage sale, babysitting, dog walking, or even working as a mystery shopper. Now, I'm not sure about the last one, mystery shopper, because I'm not sure if you get paid in merchandise or actual money for doing that. But this is what Coast Guard families have been told. Have a garage sale. Well, that's fine if you got a garage and something to sell out of it, or even a yard sale. That's fine. But a lot of the places where these people live, the apartments and whatnot, you can't do that. You just can't throw stuff out in your front lawn and go, okay, we're having a yard sale. It doesn't work that way. So I don't know who came up with that idea, but that doesn't make a lot of sense. And the Afghan envoy has announced that he believes 2019 will be the year of peace for Afghanistan. Now, the Afghan president's special peace envoy expressed hope Wednesday that the war has ravaged his country that's over for over 17 years, cost the United States about $1 trillion at the end of 2019, will suddenly come to an end. To that, I say somebody's dreaming, because the Taliban, their whole basis for being is my way or the highway. And they haven't been beat back enough lately, nor has Al-Qaeda, who's resurfaced there, to learn that important lesson in life. So what do? Well, we just keep on trucking, keep on fighting. I don't see any way to slow it down or stop it. And there's still a lot of concern about what's going to happen to America's Kurdish partners in the fight against ISIS when we finally pull out there. So we'll get into all that with Denise Simon. We'll ask her for her opinion, see what she has to say. But in the meantime, we're coming back with another Truckers Highway and Byway report. We do have a storm that's moved out into the plains. good luck on this one, I-70, I-64. Certainly going to have a lot of interesting weather to drive through. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product project I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Just a little boy, standing through my
CCR to kick this off. Our Truckers Highway Bible Report brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Four dealerships to serve you. Google Moss Family Automotive to find out more. Well, here we go. A big old winter storm developing in the plains right now, coming across Kansas over into southern Iowa, most of Missouri, southern Illinois, southern Indiana. Headed straight across Kentucky. Looks like it's going to brush the northern part of Tennessee, then pretty much follow I-70, I-64 east. It may go up as far north as I-76, the Pennsylvania Turnpike, but it's going to come across. And winter storm warning big time right now for the St. Louis area, Springfield, Missouri, back over into Columbia, Missouri, and down into the Ozark Mountains there. And I'll tell you what, Fort Leonard Wood, east that-a-way, you might have some interesting times on I-44 tonight, getting up to St. Louis by the looks of things here. So, be advised that this low-pressure system, which is now developing into a major winter storm, will bring heavy snow and ice from portions of the mid-Mississippi Valley and Midwest east across the Middle Atlantic and northeastern U.S. through the weekend. Now, hazardous travel conditions will be possible over the West Coast. Another series of low-pressure systems is going to bring potential for heavy rainfall, burn scar flooding in California, and mountain snow, especially over California all of the weekend and into next week. There is rain right now in parts of the I-5 corridor in southern Oregon right now. You've got some rain over in Nevada, eastern Nevada, certainly I-80. And the northeastern quadrant of Nevada, you've got some fog in the valley areas of California. You've got some snow, a little bit of snow tonight in Wyoming. You got a little bit of snow tonight in Denver. Nothing like what's eked out over the plains going across Kansas, but there is some snow to the west up over the top Eisenhower Tunnel out of Denver and to the east on Denver coming out I-70 and I-76 towards the Nebraska line. And then you've got some snow down on the border with New Mexico I-25 corridor. A little bit of rain in the Mississippi Valley. You got rain in Tennessee tonight. Rain down the Mississippi, down into Louisiana, parts of East Texas, some scattered showers. You do have some fog on I-95, certainly between I-75 and I-95 in southeast Georgia, Valdosta east over to Brunswick, Georgia, and the northern part of Florida up around Jacksonville, up I-75, I-95. But we've also got some really cold temperatures for parts of Florida tonight with some freeze warnings in effect. It's 45 degrees right now in the Tampa Bay area. I'm right here at the airport, so that's where the temperature is I'm getting. And then going up the East Coast, you're looking pretty good, except for this storm that's going to be coming across. So pay attention to the weather. And if you're on I-70 going east or coming west, if you're on I-64, you will be in it. You will be in it, no two ways about it. And it might stretch up. It looks like possibly as far as I-80 in Illinois and Indiana, and possibly Ohio, because it looks like we're going to see it on I-76. So, there you go. And all of that is interesting stuff to pay attention for another day. Live to fight another day, as they say. Okay, now, here we go. Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive. Definitely there for you to talk about with everything that's going on. And not to forget about the fact the four dealerships that we've got from Moss Nissan, which is Crystal River, Newport Richey. You serve, you save. The new store in Homosassa Springs is now Moss Family Automotive, but all the certified pre-owned vehicles that are there with the Moss Care and oil changes, free oil changes, and tire rotations. So that's what that's what's going on. And the other thing is we are getting the Moss Family Chevrolet dealership here in Tampa. Again, you serve, you save is being applied there. And the other things that are going on here is with the the different avenues that people have to pursue these days. And Moss Family Automotive now with the four dealerships, Crystal River, Newport, Ritchie, Homosassa Springs, and a big Chevy dealer now in Tampa. They can really do some great things for great people. Because, again, four words, you serve, you save. All active-duty military, all first responders, all veterans, retired first responders, the other people, the other people that come along that are able to benefit from all of this. So there you go. There you go. Now, it's also extremely interesting to find out that the folks that are buying vehicles, because, again, my vehicle was sold out from underneath me the other day, which is hilarious, and the person that bought the vehicle, he's happy as a lark because he saw the truck. You know, I had pictures of it out there. But he's a happy camper. He's getting a good vehicle broke in correctly. So there you go. And let's go over to DeniseSimonFoundersCode.com. Okay, here's what I spent the first 30 minutes of my show talking about this morning. You ready?
Okay.
Lindsey Graham has come out and encouraged the president to declare a state of emergency. And a lot of the talking heads right now are in agreement that this is what's going to happen. And people that are a lot smarter than me, certainly, don't know about you, but certainly a lot smarter than me, are saying that within the next 2 or 3 days, he will be in a position where he will, in fact, declare a state of emergency along the border, exercise his powers under the act that's there. And I read the act aloud for everyone to hear during the first couple hours of the program. The National Emergencies Act of 1976 explained what can happen, what can't happen. And by the way, if somebody thinks that the Congress is going to overrule this, it takes both the House and the Senate to do it. And I don't believe it's going to happen in the Senate. May happen in the House, but it won't happen in the Senate. And we do know that there will be a legal challenge, probably through the Ninth Circuit Court, because they're going to go along with pretty much anything the other side says anyway. Right?
Right.
So then where's it going to go? Fast track, here we come, Supreme Court of the United States.
Which is the reason that I don't think that he's going to do it, because it will drag out longer than necessarily, you know, having this government shut down. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, why would it drag on longer when they would do it on an emergency basis or to be taken up?
Because it's got to go through court.
Well, it's got to go through the Ninth Circuit first, one judge, and then it goes through the, the three-person court, and then the nine-person
Correct.
Court would bypass it and ship it upstairs.
He's already been advised on moving money out of FEMA.
Yeah, out of the disaster
act. Over to the Army Corps of Engineers. He's been advised on that one. Now, whether that will happen or not, we don't know.
Okay, got to take a break here, and when we come back, we'll have more about this, folks. We're also going to talk about Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, who yesterday got a whole bunch of people upset with a speech that was pretty tough, but didn't bother me. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.